Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hello?
Sir, I just want to know, what is your name?
Bang, bang, bang. Mr. Five Speed, god dang it. That's what my name is. Who want to know?
So your name,
I want to know who want to know.
Your name is Mr. Five Speed.
Mr. Five Speed, bang, bang, bang. That's right. Who want to know? That's what I want to know. Who want to know?
There's somebody that want to know. Hold on right quick. There's somebody that wants to know what your name is, and I've been telling him what your name is. Now, he's a friend of mine, but he says that this weekend he is going to retire Mr. Firespeed. Now, that's what he say. I just wanted to know if this was true.
You tell him somebody else has tried that before, and now they tuning cars. They used to race cars and they're tuning. Now they tuning cars. So they're telling somebody else has tried that before. Somebody else came down here and said they were going to retire me, and now they tuning cars. he want to become a tuner, whoever this fella is. Do he want to become a tuner? What his next profession is going to be? Because if he come messing with me, he's going to have to find a new one. Talking about whooping me. Talking about retiring me. I'm making find a new profession.
443, can you tell him who you are?
I'm his worst nightmare.
That sounds like that fella named Jeff Rogers, the executioner.
That's who that is. That's who this is.
Somebody else has tried that before. It's been tried a heap of times. Down inside, we say a heap of time, not a lot of time, but a heap of time. They bought a cake and everything. They bought a retirement cake and all that. I made them take that retirement cake back with them. I made them take it back with them. One time they came, they're going to turn the lights out in Alabama. The light's still on. The light's still on. Next time they came, they're going to retire me. Bought a cake. I sent them back with the cake. So, what's next? You need to find something else. You can't retire me. You need to find something else. You falling right in the trap with them. You falling in the trap with them. They can't. They couldn't retire me. What make you think you're going to retire me? You're going to come down here and get your... You're going to come down here and get that Bronco. What kind of horse you got? A class deal. You better take it back up to that bush stable in St. Louis.
Gonna kick that old goat right in the teeth.
I'm going to get them big old fluffy hoofs. I'm going to have all of them dirty. They're going to turn them all brown. They're going to be white when you get them. I'm going to turn them brown.
You don't believe all that shit, dude.
I know it. Ain't no such thing. Don't believe it. I know it.
You don't believe it. Come on, man.
Man, let me tell you something.
You going to tell me you're sorry for talking all that shit and everything else?
I ain't going to tell you I'm sorry. I ain't never had to apologize for whooping a man.
You going to say, I'm sorry, sir. Please don't come to Alabama no more. You thought that one storm was bad. When I come through this motherfucker, boy, it's going to be the worst storm you ever had.
You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no storm never been through here. It go around Alabama. It go around Montgomery. A storm will be all over everywhere, but they don't come through Montgomery because they know that I'm here. And Montgomery ain't never had no natural disaster. They ain't never had no tornado. Because they know I'm the tornado in Montgomery. That's right. Ain't no hurricane been through here. Ain't no tornado been through here. Ain't no thunder. Don't know even no thunderstorm come through. All it do is rain a little bit here. Don't know. You don't get no thunderstorm come through here because they know I'm here. Everybody, when it's storming outside, everywhere else, all around the country, the people in Montgomery can rest at ease as long as I'm in town. And I'm in town, ain't nothing coming here.
I bet you when I leave that motherfucker, they had the fucking doors locked, the windows folded down, every motherfucker. I get up out of that motherfucker. God damn, it's the worst storm we've ever seen come through Montgomery. Flipped over 5 feet, took his balls from him, cut his nuts out, drug him down a fucking track on his roof. He said, God damn.
Boy, I tell you, when you come down here.
The worst storm ever hit Montgomery. This is going to be the worst fucking disaster ever hit Montgomery right here.
Hey,
Five feet.
That damn short dog that hit the goddamn one
button too. Yeah, that was talking. They coming down here this weekend, and they gonna be sad. He gonna be now. You better get him to say, oh, he gonna say on your show tonight, cause he gonna get on the show no more for a month when I get through with him.
Shit.
He gonna be the kid. They gonna answer the phone. He gonna answer the phone for a whole month when I get through with him. You better get him talk all you want now tonight. He gonna be able to get him on the show out tonight. Unless the weekend.
let's add that to the bet. Whoever loses can't get on a talk show for a month.
That's right. Can't get on a talk show. Now I ain't gonna do you that bad. You might quit racing. You might do like the rest of them and quit. I'm gonna give you 2 weeks. I'm gonna keep you on the show for 2 weeks. Everybody out of whoop to quit racing. All the rest of them, I don't want to quit. Dobbs just came back. He just tried to come back at least. You know why Dobbs quit? You know who stopped? You know who put that dragon up, don't you? I'm the one put the dragon up. Put it up for a while. He just not coming back out with it. Tony Wright put his bid up. He ain't come back out with it. Mike Savino, he came back and went to a turbo car, started racing some other kind of racing. You know? Mike Hill went to tuning cars. Who else out of whoop? Somebody else, if a couple, few of them, I can't think. I whoop so many folk, man, made them quit racing this. It's a shame. I'm scared. I hope I don't make you quit. I believe you hard headed. See, I'm gonna have to hit you upside the head 3 or 4 times.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit you upside the head 2 or 3 times. Make you slow down anyway. I ain't gonna make you quit. I'm gonna keep you from messing me. I'm gonna make you stop messing with me. That's why I tell you that. You ain't gonna say nothing to me. Every time you see me, you know how a little mutt see a bulldog, I got that mutt be scared to look at that bulldog in the eye. He turn his head and walk past him sideways. They be doing the look away. Every time you see me, you gonna look away. I'm have you when you can't look at me.
I ain't gonna see you a whole lot. You ain't a fucking Alabama. I might never see your ass again.
If you look up and whoop me, you'll see me again. Goddamn, wherever you live, whatever track you run at, you'll see me. And that one thing about it, I guarantee you, if you whoop me, you got to whoop me until I say I give.
I guess we'll see you in Maryland shortly.
Well, if I win, you still gonna see me in Maryland shortly. I'm gonna come up there and give you a chance. I'm gonna come back to you and give you a second chance. I'm gonna come back, but don't tell me I gotta come up there and run a quarter mile. Now I'm scared of a quarter mile.
I'm not going a quarter mile.
I'm scared of them 240 miles an hour. And last time I went 200, it scared the shit out of me. So I don't want to do that no more.
Your nuts already half cut off. I'm gonna cut them rest way off.
you talking about going a quarter mile? They sure cut off. You talking about going a quarter mile? Yeah, I'm scared.
I got you guys for chicken taco
pan.
You can have 2 of those. Come on, number 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on your
phone.
Got
a
number 3.
Super size. Somebody the fast food joint. Yeah, fast food joint. Yeah, I'm at the Taco Bell. Yo Kettle Taco Bell. Yo Kettle.
I'm gonna get a taco.
Yes, sir. I've been up to Wisconsin, Great Lakes, out to Texas, everything. I got to come to Maryland. I've been wanting to come to Maryland with, you know, Larry T been trying to get me to come up there, but we have a race on the same weekend, you know, on that Memorial Day weekend, see. But I'm gonna have to come up a different date or something. When y'all having a race up there, I'm gonna come up there just for you, Jeff. I'm coming just for you.
That's fine.
Win or lose, I'm coming to see you again. So you came down here. If you come this far, I'm gonna definitely come that far to see you. You know.
Okay.
Five feet. We got an out-of-town number. Just hit the 1 button, 5-speed. 706-664-4927.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. That sound like Mike Hill.
Nah, this ain't no Mike Hill. Where's them boys out of Virginia always talking about Blue Magic ain't run nobody?
Blue Magic? Who is Blue Magic?
Nah, we looking for all them back there. Up there they talking about the DMV. We want anybody up there in the DMV.
Hey,
you might want to get my OG back on there.
Everybody
clown with Joe Lucas in that. Where all them cameras y'all got at? Y'all always talking that shit. We ready to race. We'll be in San Diego with the small town called Sandy. So in the small block, it's up.
That's what we do in the South now, y'all. You know, y'all have got all sassy. All y'all folks up north, y'all get all sassy and get smart folks, you know. See, once I get his manners, he'll behave then, see. I'm gonna get his manners, he acting all sassy now. But once I get his manners, when I whoop him, I'm gonna get his manners and he'll behave then, see.
Look, you know. You gonna make sure you gonna feed us all that, right? Five
speed? Yeah, I'm gonna feed you. I got two people cooking. Yeah, I'm make sure you to come over there. And I guarantee you, I'll get you something to eat. You ain't got to buy nothing.
Okay.
I'm gonna definitely feed you. I want to feed you. Come on, eat for your race here so you'll be about 10 pounds heavier, 5 pounds heavier. We'll eat for you. I'm gonna have it ready for you before we race. I don't ever eat till after the race, goddamn. I'm gonna have it ready for you before the race, so whatever. If they ain't got something ready, goddamn, I'm gonna sit somewhere to get you something to eat. I'm gonna buy you something to eat. Yes, sir.
Before we leave the start line, you all tell everybody to be real quiet. Let them video the sound of them or them cars shifting gears, but they don't hear that.
Okay.
Much.
Yeah, that's right. That'll be a good one, cause when the last time I ran a car with a gear? I ain't ran nobody else shifting no gears in a long time.
That's right.
Man, this gonna be a good one here, buddy. Yeah, I'm blessed. I ain't even thought about that, Jeff. You got. I'm gonna get the announcer. Pro Stock gonna be announcing. He gonna tell them everybody be quiet. Good race, and be quiet so they can hear him going up through there. Goddamn. See, you taking too long. Shit, mine gonna be. Boom. That gonna be all over.
Hey,
but
when it's all over, you know what you're gonna say? The executioner for the win.
I don't be like in the cut down the Florida when I whooped Tony Wright. When they got almost to the finish line before the light come on, he said, Hitler, 5-speed take the win, 5-speed take the win. Hitler fell. He went to say, Hitler takes it. He said, Hitler takes it. 5-speed take the win, 5-speed take the win. Because we'll be passing. Hitler takes the win. Because when I passed him, when we passed him where he was with the camera, Hitler had me by the fender. See? Mm-hmm. And so he just knew, everybody was talking about, if Hitler leave on me, I couldn't want going back around. I wasn't going to go back around. I went around his ass and gapped his ass. Just like I'm going to do you, if you ain't out the paint, you might as well shut it off now. I'm telling you, if you ain't out of the paint, ask any of them that I done ran.
The problem is they're not going to hand that ticket because I was going to bet you a couple hundred dollars on the light because when I let that clutch out, you'll be sitting there.
Oh, you might beat me off the light. You're going to get me off the tree. You probably will get me off the tree now. I ain't no hell of a light car.
I ain't no hell of a light car.
I depend on that.
If that motherfucker, if you ain't in front of me when we need the start line, you would never end up there. And I will guarantee you that.
I tell you what, we'll let them print the ticket. I bet you I'll run 5 or 6 miles an hour faster than you.
I bet you $100 to a donut you can.
I bet you I'll run five or six miles an hour faster than you.
I bet you can. I bet ain't no motherfucking shot. And I'll bet you $100. I bet you $200 right now on the goddamn show. Bet it.
Let's bet $100. I bet you I'll run faster than you.
You're backing up already.
I bet $2,500. My wife won't let me bet for $2,500. We betting $2,500 on the run now.
Okay.
My wife won't let me bet for $2,500. You try to get me put out the house. You try to get me put out the house. And it's probably gonna be way more than $2,500. But that's all I'm gonna be responsible for now. Yeah, all I'm responsible for $2,500. See,
you gonna bet me $100 that you gonna have 5 more miles on there than I got.
No, I said I'm gonna bet you $100. I'll be faster than I'm gonna have more mile per hour than you got. I ain't gonna say 5. I can't run 5 because you got a big old motor. Your motor bigger than mine. So, but I still believe I can run fast. If
ain't a shot.
If
I'm telling you, 5.
I still might run 5 miles an hour faster than you. Shit.
You can't run 5 miles an hour faster than me if I stayed in third gear. Ain't a shot. That motherfucker. You can't.
Man,
I ain't going to say nothing. You start to make me mad now.
That's what I want you to do. Get upset. Get upset. So I can calm your ass down. You gonna be calm as a lamb when I get through with your ass. Get upset. I got something in another lane over here to cool your ass down. I bet you that GTO will cool your ass down.
It is. He's gonna pay for my trip down and back. I'm gonna be laughing all
the way right. Down. You right?
I knew that you old right? Motherfucker should have no better fuck with me. God damn.
Man, let me tell you something. You just probably heard about me. But my son been watching y'all up there in Maryland and up there in MIR and stuff, racing a quarter mile and stuff. I got the whole lowdown on you and your new motor, your big motor and everything now. If you carry them front tires to 150 feet, you can shut that mother off. If your front tire is still in the air at 150 feet, you can shut it off. If you carry them front tires 150 feet, you can shut it off.
Yeah,
Come down here carrying the front tire that far and see what happened to you. Come down here carrying them that far. Carry them out there 100 feet. If air one of them off the ground at 150 feet, you can shut it off. If air one of your front tires off the ground at 150 feet, you can shut it off.
Sometimes that motherfucker might be in the air 250 feet.
Yeah.
As long as you're going straight, that motherfucker came in there.
And I'm going to run right up under your head. That way you can keep them tired of there. That way I sneak right up under you. I'm going to sneak right up under you.
Yeah, and we're going to find out. All this talk shit going to quit that Sunday.
All this talk shit that, you know what? Know what Mike Tyson said? Mike Tyson said, everybody got a plan until they get hit. You know, I'm going to talk all that shit about what they're going to do to Mike Tyson shit. Until they get in that ring and you hit him one time. All that shit go out the window.
Yeah, but look, that going to be the same shit happened when Holyfield got in there. Yeah. Holyfield had a plan. It worked. That's what I am. I'm Holyfield. I'm the other
one. Okay.
As long as you don't bite me on the ass, I'll be all right.
I ain't going to bite you off. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to get close enough to you to bite you off. I'm almost back off in boxing.
Hey, You said that right. You ain't gonna get close enough to me.
That's what I'm telling you.
When that light drops, the time you get in second gear, I swear to Christ, you're gonna want to shut that motherfucker off. You should know damn well a goat can't outrun a horse. Ain't never happened.
So okay, goat. But you, but I told you I'm butcher ass before you leave the start, lad. I'm butcher red lip Billy.
Head start.
I'm a butcher red lip Billy. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm a butcher red lip Billy, and I guarantee you, I'll be back there still kicking. You'll be back there still kicking that goddamn goat. I'm gonna kill that Billy goat. I got a prize winning goat. I ain't got no Billy goat. I got a prize winning goat. I just pulled back up in the driveway just now. I can hear him in the garage right now. I'm bad. I'm still hollering. I'm over in that garage right now. Can you hear him in the background? I'm bad. Yeah. That motherfucker got air conditioned heat. That Billy goat got air conditioned heat and eat wheat shorts. He don't eat no grass. I don't let him go out in the pasture.
You know what? He got a balanced ration of wheat shorts. That makes that goat soft. No, it don't.
He be frisky.
You gotta make it tough.
He be tough. That's what I'm talking about. That would make it tough if you're in that air conditioning now. Shit, yeah. He get in that air conditioning. See, when he ain't in battle, I treat him good. Feed him good. Everything. Keep him cool. Keep him warm. Everything.
I'm gonna treat him good.
Go out there and brush him down every now and then, talk to him and stuff. You know, he living a good life. But when he go to battle, shit. He think about if he comes back on the land back out there behind the door. He ain't hearing that shit.
Hey JB.
Yo.
Are you coming? Are you going to Alabama or you can't make it?
I can't take off Monday. See, I only had one last personal day, and I teachers don't got many, so I can't take off but two, and I already took off two.
That fucking Billy goat done killed that goddamn 5-speed.
Are you at 5-speed? I muted everybody else.
Motherfucker's all right. I'm gonna go to Alabama. He ain't all right. He opened that garage door up. That fucking goat knew he got his ass in the ringer and tore his ass up.
Jeez, yeah, he damn sure opened something. I'm gonna try him, but I don't know.
Hello?
2 hours.
No.
Mr.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. My phone broke.
Oh, the goat
was calling me. I had to go find out what was wrong with him. Shit. I had to go up there and find him wrong. He started hollering. He was hollering up in there. I asked him what was wrong with him. He said he got some new meat. He told me he had some new meat.
Yeah, he got scared to death.
He heard me talking about getting some tail. So he had to find out who it was. I had to go in there to calm him down. He can't wait to Sunday. Yeah. I had to go in there to calm him down. That boy was trying to break out the goddamn garage. I tore up a garage though. They see him.
You got to break out the garage. He tried to get loose up in there. He said, let me get to him.
Tell me, hurry up, come on down here Sunday. He told me to hurry up, get there. What time we gonna get out? You wanna wait till it get almost dark, or you wanna go and get it on by 5 or 6 o'clock, or what?
But look, the sooner I beat you, the more time you have to recover. So it's up to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can do it.
We can do it right off the trail if you don't want to test enough.
No, I'm gonna have to test. I got a new clutch in my car.
A new what?
I got a new clutch. I'm gonna have to test because I got a new clutch in my car.
Oh God damn it! Now you gonna have an excuse for you leaving one run.
I ain't gonna have no excuse. I ain't got but one run. I don't need to make but one pay. I'm gonna make one pay, and the next pay will be on your head.
Okay.
One pay. That's it. I got it seated in already. Yeah, so I'm gonna go out here and crank it up. I'm gonna crank up again tomorrow night. I ain't cranked up since Tuesday. Crank up again and listen to the tune. Listen to that music. They go be playing
don't
some good music
too,
out there.
Don't start it up too much, you might wear it out.
Oh, I ain't gonna wear it out. She got new everything, new bearings, new rings, new springs, new lifters, new camshaft, new timing belt. All everything. She got
all
everything.
All that shit to try to beat me.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Right. I do my homework now. When I get ready to go to battle, buddy, I'm gonna make sure mine gonna make. I gotta have my car where I can make at least 6 passes with no problem. I go to track and I should be. I know I can make 6 passes. I make sure I can make 6 passes every track, 6 or 7 passes. You know, I double check everything. I don't want to have no problem. I don't want to get that break in front of them thousands of folks. Now you know you're gonna get whooped in front of thousands of folks now.
Of your hometown.
We've been told that shit before.
Okay.
One thing about you, I know you're good. You're a good sportsman because you lose. They don't discourage you.
No.
You lose and that don't scare you. You're like me. See, I done tore enough tail, I can stand one every now and then. I can stand somebody get a piece of mind.
It builds character. It makes you try harder, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about. And it makes it easier for you to go and run again, see. A lot of folks scared to get caught. A lot of folks together. Ain't no way in the world. Just like you said, talking about what's them pay that punk out money, talking about they couldn't get the car down the track.
Yeah.
You just had to whoop me. I wouldn't have came that far and didn't run you. Exactly. That's why I try to keep that money down. $2,500. See, if I was getting $5,000 to $10,000 like that too, I wouldn't give away like that if a car ain't running right. But I want a race.
Right.
See, if I keep it at $2,500, if I lose $2,500, you know, I can go home and I can still eat and everything and I'm gonna be all right, you know. See?
Right.
But you lose $5,000 or $10,000, that's hard to do. That's hard because that's a hard pill to swallow, see. And you ain't going to want to run, see. I go out there shaking the tire a couple of times, and then we supposed to run the next round, and we got $5 on the line. Now I'm going to pay you the punk out money, see. But if I If I got $2,500 on the line, I shoot the five a couple of times. I'm going to change something and hope that I get down the track the next time. You know, I won't take a chance. Because you might shake the tire the next time. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Especially
that's what racing is all about. Yeah.
Especially if
that
I got
that
a pair.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. So,
anything happens.
You know, you anything can happen. Shit. You might break a rock arm or something in the burnout. Anything. Shit.
Yeah.
Now, how are we going to do that now? If you breaking the bun out, the race still on? Or the race on from when we leave the light?
That's
you know, you lost it. If you're breaking the water or something like that on the bun out, you still paid your punk out money. But the race once we break that beam on the run, that's it.
Yeah.
The money, you know,
yep.
The bid on. Okay.
Right.
All right. That's a good deal.
Well, how about this to make it even fair? If somebody breaks, you got an hour to come back up to the start line.
Yeah, that'll work, too. There you go.
If you broke in a burnout, you got an hour to fix it.
You got an hour to fix it, right. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Right, you can go back over there and fix it and come back.
It takes you 2 hours to fix it. Then you got to pay
the punk out.
You got to
pay the punk out. Yeah.
And then you can line back up again if you feel like it.
If you feel like it, right. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
fair. That way to race, I have.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to do that.
If we come away,
from happening.
Yeah, we come 910 miles. I got to try all these races.
Yeah, right. But that's what you have to do when you want to race, because you got all these folks around here scared to race and stuff. You know, I know you got people up there scared that you don't want to race. So you have to get, that's what you got to do, travel. That's why I'm traveling with, you know.
But, yep.
It's just so I want to race. But like you travel, you come this far, I'm going to come that far.
All right, Mr. Fossey. Look, well, we got to load this small block car so we hit the road in the morning. So
okay.
Don't talk
all
no
right,
shit. Don't be talking no shit about me while I ain't on the phone.
I ain't going to talk no shit about it. Until you get your ass off the phone. I'm going to talk plenty of shit when you get off the phone.
All right, fellas. I'll see some of y'all tomorrow. I'll see you Sunday. All right, buddy.
All right, man. We'll see you then. All right.
Take it easy.
JB. JB.
Yeah?
JB.
What's going on?
Yeah. Now, y'all hear all that. Now, he from up that way with y'all. Y'all hear all that bad talk he doing now. When he come back up there now, I want y'all to let him have it. I want y'all, when he come back up there in a loss, don't y'all be around there. Trying to ride on his thing and stuff, you know, trying to cheer him up and shit. Let him have it, because he ain't had no been doing all that bad talking, and he ain't no been to come and mess with somebody bad as me. And didn't know what he was doing, see. He evidently don't know nothing about me for him to talk the way he's talking. But guess what? I love it. I love the way he's talking.
So
he's a good man. That's a good man.
What you're saying is don't let him come back up here. So you're saying, yeah. 5 feet, that you're going to blow that ass out, and after you
I'm
blow
gonna
that
ass
out, you don't want
us
coming up here trying to make him feel better.
Don't come and feel. Don't y'all go massaging on his ass now. Don't go smart massaging on him. Yeah, let him sit out there. Let him sit out there on that goddamn rock. Let him sit out there on that pole, on that stump, until his ass stop hurting. Tell him to be able to put some sand, put some preparation. Get him. Y'all have him some preparation when he get back. Get him some of them preparation pads when he get back.
Hey, Flashby, his partner is on here. I think that's his partner on here right now. Now, that ain't his partner. His partner calling me right now. Short Dog Henderson, and he said it's not gonna go down like that.
That's what they all say. They say,
hey,
you know what?
Yeah, what's going on? I'm on here. Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, Short Dog?
Short Dog said it. He was on. He had to get off. He said it's raining down there, so
Yeah, it's raining now. It's raining.
Hey, Short Dog, I can't get you back in right now, but he, Five Speed said to let you know that after Sunday, he hopes that y'all still can be friends and don't be trying to pump Jeff Rogers' head up anymore, because what he's going to happen, he's going to come down there, get an ass whooping, and have his tail to his head tucked when he get back.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So he need to tell him that y'all just take care of your fella when he get back up there. Y'all take care of him now, but don't treat him too soft now. Cause I'm gonna knock five from his tail now. I'm gonna have spars fine from his head when he leave him.
Short Dog said he gonna call you soon, and he said none of that is gonna happen. So he will be calling you soon, bro.
Okay, you tell him to call me. And I'm gonna reassure him. I'm gonna tell snap out the frame. They must don't know who I am. They don't know who they fool with. They don't know who they messing with. I hate it for them, but I'm gonna show them something. Yeah.
I know you. Hey, 5C. Now all he said is he know you bad, but after this weekend, he just hope y'all still can be friends.
We gonna still be friends. Let me tell you something.
He said the manners come easy.
That's what I'm talking about. And I'm going to have their manners. That's why I said we're going to be friends because I have their manners. We're going to be friends because I'm going to have their manners. I make all of them behave. When they come to Alabama, I make all of them behave when they get here. They be all sassy, talking back to their mom and dad and stuff like that. I make them all behave when they leave here. I put something on them, God dang it, make all of them behave. They don't play.
Oh,
I don't play. I quit kindergarten because they had recess. I don't play.
I want to let you know, I got a text right here, 5-speed. I'm a Photoshop. I'm going to send it to you. I'm a photo, you know, screenshot it. Their nephew, Pete, which is Short Dog's nephew, said, I'm a 5-speed fan.
God damn, I got a fan right there in their camp. I got a fan in their camp. Hey, that's something. I got a fan in their camp. Hey, that's something. Now, what you call that? Tell me what you think about that. I'm so bad. I got a fan in the competition camp. Hey, that's some shit.
Well,
I got a fan.
He said he's a five speed fan, and he said five speed is a funny dude.
And he bad too. Now tell him I'll leave out the bad part. I'm funny and bad at the same time now. See, and everything that I say on these shows now, it's just for entertainment purposes only. I'll make that disclaimer. It's entertainment purposes only. I don't take none of this stuff serious. It's just talking trash like with Jeff. You know, I like people like Jeff. Me and Jeff gonna be friends. It's part of Grudge Racing. You talk shit. You're going to talk your little shit. Somebody going to win, somebody going to lose. And the one that wins, get to talk the most shit. You know what? See, if he whooped me, now he got a time. He'll have a chance. Every time I step up on the show, he can step on, he come on the show and tell me shit, and tell me to shit the F up, you know, because, you know, he got enough manners, you know what I'm saying? I got to do what he said to do if he whooped me, see? The same here now.
Yeah.
If I whoop him, and he still won't be sassy, I guess I have to whoop him again. You know what I'm saying? He still be sassy.
Hey, 5-speed, as a teacher, I can't make it this weekend, but when is it that you coming to Maryland? Because, you know, I want to, what we going to do that night before, if you get down the night before, I'm going to take you to this nice, I know you like seafood.
Yeah, I eat seafood, yeah. Mm-hmm, that's fine.
Well, all right, well, let me tell you this. Tell me, what's your favorite?
I like shrimp. I eat a lot of shrimp. That's all right. I don't eat exotic stuff.
Yeah. I got a place that's about an hour from the track, and it's called Blue Dolphin, and it's, you know, it's that good shit. It's that fresh
stuff. Yes, sir. Right.
So BU, Larry T, all of us, we're going to get together, we're going to go to Blue Dolphin.
Right. Yeah, we got to come up with a date when y'all got a race, you know, when y'all got a race. I don't do but two races a year. This one here, the third weekend in March. And May the 29th, the Memorial Day weekend. Those are the only two races I do a year. You know, and if y'all got another race, another day, something like that, if you let me know in time, I can put it on my calendar. You know,
We got it in September.
That's what I'm talking about. So you need to let me know what that date is so I can put it on my calendar. Yeah, I can get it on my
calendar early
so I won't promise nobody else I'll be somewhere. See?
Well, look, I'm going to go ahead and I'm about to get off here. Cause I gotta get on the road to go to Fayetteville in the morning, but I'm gonna get off here. I'm gonna get the date from Larry, and I'm gonna send you a text.
There you go. This date so I can put it on my calendar. Cause that calendar filling up fast. I can't go but so many races now. I can't. You know, I ain't got no sponsors, and then you know, I work every day, and I have to put my dates down. So I take my vacation date. I use most of my vacation day to go to these races, you know, and stuff like that. A long ways off like that. See, I probably take off a Friday and a Monday, you know. To get that.
Well, look, I'm going to get off here now, and I ain't going to call Larry now because I know he going to Fayetteville, but I'm going to call him in the morning, get that September date, and we going to go ahead and go and get it in.
Y'all get that put in there. Okay, that'll work. All right, man. We'll talk to y'all guys
later.
All right, man. Okay, man. Bye-bye.